Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, February 2nd, 2016. Two injured and more than 34 kidnapped by Israeli troops during pre-dawn invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army has kidnapped 11 additional Palestinians on Tuesday midday, raising the number of kidnapped residents overnight and at dawn Tuesday to at least 34 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including Jerusalem. Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday at dawn 23 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including one Palestinian after the army shot and injured him in Kabalan village south of Nablus. One Palestinian was also injured after Israeli colonists attacked him in Hebron. Local sources said that at least six undercover Israeli soldiers invaded a cell phone shop in Kabalan village and kidnapped the owner and his brother, then shot and injured another Palestinian in his leg, then kidnapped him as well. Moreover, a Palestinian man was injured after a number of extremist Israeli colonizers assaulted him close to Kiryat Arba colony in the eastern part of Hebron city. Medical sources in Hebron Governmental Hospital said that Muhammad Ramzi Haddad, 21, suffered moderate injuries after the Israeli assailants beat him on various parts of his body. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday morning Wadi Kaddoum neighborhood in occupied Jerusalem and demolished an under-construction home. The army also demolished residential sheds and tents near Hebron. The Wadi Hilwa Information Center in Silwan reported that soldiers demolished the home after surrounding it. The demolished property was 200 square meters. Its owner started constructing it 7 months ago. Moreover, Israeli soldiers demolished and removed several tents and residential sheds in the Bedouin village of Al-Hilwa and Jibna in Masafer Yatta area south of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. In other news, hunger-striking journalist and administrative prisoner Mohammed Al-Kik has lost the ability to speak and 60% of his hearing sense 70 days into his hunger strike, Palestinian sources reported. Al-Kik, a journalist for the Saudi channel Al-Majd, has also been diagnosed with severe pains all over his body. According to the Palestinian Information Center, the Israeli Supreme Court set a date for hearing on February 4th to finalize the decision on his case. Al-Kik was taken by Israeli soldiers from his home in Hebron on the 21st of November 2015. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, February 2nd, 2016, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Doris Maui and me, Ghassan Bannoura.